start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
You want to die out here, huh? Well, then die.
My name's Chris Earle. I do the show every week from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having...
Now, I'm just going out on a limb here, but I think she was having a stroke.
All right, let's start the show!
Thank you. that need to score. Showing up, hit them run. Boy meets girl where the beat goes on. Stitched up tight, can't shake free. Love is the drug, got a hook on me.
The Ramones, before that was Roxy Music, and before that the Rubettes starting us off here on the second half of the Valentine's Day show. Time Travel is here with you until 7 p.m. It's mostly 70s songs, 855-915-WMFO. If you want to call in and make a request, it is Love in the 70s today here on Time Travel. But I will play a request for you from any time if you want to call in and make a request. Got a couple more coming up. Here is the Almond Joy commercial from the 70s. Because sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't. Just like mounds at Almond Joys, right? Sure.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Ooh. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, mounds don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
I know you don't have time to talk to your plants, so I'm going to talk to them for you. You can go on about your business, whether that's to class or the office or fixing dinner or making love. Don't worry. They'll listen to me. Let's begin. Poor little Ivy. Do you speak English, Ivy? What's your problem? Why are you so droopy? Oh, I see why. Your person really poured the water to you. You don't like wet feet, do you? I know you love humidity, but you look like you're standing in a rice paddy. We'll put you in this east window and let the sun dry you out and mist your leaves every day. And I promise you won't get watered again till your pot's dry, at least an inch down in the soil, okay? Oh, Fern, you're absolute dynamite. You're from Boston, aren't you? You can always tell good breeding. No brown tips, no dry leaves. I'll bet you take a shower every day. Don't be shy. You're fantastic. They really read their lesson on you. You're in a really big pot, and you get drenched about once a month, I'll bet. But you really love that shower on your foliage every day, don't you, baby? You're a neat little spider plant. Spiders hanging all over you. Aren't you proud? Sitting there in the sun in that tiny pot producing babies like mad? I know your secret. You go to bed early. Give you about 8 hours of bright light and no light after that. That's why you're so fertile, isn't it, Bunny? Oh, Mr. Scheffalera, you're going to have a bath. You're covered in red spider mites. See that sickly gray foliage you've got? And those misty little spider webs all over you? You and I are going to the sink. And you're going to have every leaf, back and front, washed with a nice, mild, soapy bath. Then we'll rinse you off in the bathtub. You're going to have to live by yourself for a while. You don't want to give your buddies red spider now, do you? If you don't shape up in a few days, I'm afraid I'll have to spray you with an insect bomb. And about 4 days later, repeat it. And then we'll get the eggs that have hatched out since we started. What a pretty philodendron you are. You know, some people think because you will tolerate a lot of bad care, you're ordinary. You're not ordinary unless you get a lot of bad care. Pretty good light, little water when you're dry. You don't get bugs. Your leaves are lush and big and green, and you really look tough.
Yep. That's a lady talking to her plants. Molly Roth with Plant Talk. It's actually a full album, 50 minutes of her, from the 70s. This next one's more in line with our theme. It's Lou Rawls.
You'll never find as long as you someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do. take the end of all time. Someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two.
WMFO in Medford.
Stone love.
But like
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel, here with you until 7 p.m. If you're still at work, leave. It's 5:26. What are you doing? It's getting dark out there. You want to make sure you get home. Fire up the grill. Make yourself a nice steak. Steak dinner night tonight. That's what I've decided. You hear that, Medford? Steak dinner tonight. It is decided. I have spoken. Chris Earle here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I was in the Walgreens yesterday, and I'm just waiting in line, and I'm picking up some just regular medication, you know, just a little happy pill for the month. Actually, just a little blood pressure thing, keep you alive for a little bit. And the lady in front of me, she had to be about 70 years old, and there was one other person in front of me. There was a lady at the counter, one person in front of me in the line waiting. And as we were waiting, the lady in front had about 8 or 9 medications she needed to pick up. And one of them was an inhaler. And I heard that because she screamed out, "Is that an inhaler? Is that an inhaler?" And the pharmacist said, "Yes, that's an inhaler." And she said, "I've never had an inhaler. I've never had an inhaler. How does it work?" And the pharmacist said, "Well, if you'd like to stand aside, we will come out and we'll have the pharmacist tell you how this medication works." She goes, "I don't know how an inhaler works. Does anybody know how an inhaler works?" Looking back in the line, she looked at me and the person in front of me. And then she looked back at the pharmacist, and the pharmacist said, "Well, you put it in your mouth and you inhale." And she said, "And do I breathe after I put it in my mouth?" And she says, "It's an inhaler. You put it in your mouth and you inhale." And she looked at, "I don't understand. What are you doing? What do you do with it? Is the instructions going to be the same?" So this went on for about 8 or 9 minutes. And then finally I said, "Jesus Christ." And another pharmacist came into the line, and they took the next guy in front of me, and then they took me, and I went in, said my name, got my thing. One of my blood pressure things wasn't ready. I'm like, "Fine, I'm out of there 30 seconds. This lady was still at the counter, okay? Still at the counter. This is why I have such a problem in 2020 with people. Here is a lady. She's 70 years old. She knows what a goddamn inhaler is. Simple as that. She's probably had kids, probably has grandkids. She knows what an inhaler is. She's looking for attention. Just my opinion. Who the hell am I? I sound like the biggest prick in the world, but I'm not. I'm a sensible guy waiting in line. By the way, go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood if you haven't seen it yet. Best movie of the year, next to Parasite. Also another great movie. But Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is going to be studied for years to come because you see some sensibility in that movie from people that you do not see anymore. Life is crazy. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I'm going to keep up with the love stuff. Here's the Bad Company here on Time Travel. What's an inhaler? How do I use that? Does anybody know what she's talking about?
Baby, when I think about you, I think about love. Darling, I don't live without you and your love. If I had those golden dreams of my yesterday, I think about you, I think about love.
without love. And if I had the sun and moon and they were shining, I would give you both night and day, love satisfied.
Making fudge. I feel like making fudge. Feel like making fudge with you. Why not? Valentine's Day. Feel like making fudge. Feel like making fudge. Imagine how exciting that would be. Just making fudge in the kitchen with your beloved. You're betrothed. Betrothed. People still use that word? Betrothed. Betrothed. What's an inhaler, everybody? 855-915-WMFO. Do you know what an inhaler is? Any clue? Because this lady had no clue. This is the world we live in now, 2020.
Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when you call out my name. the rising of the sun. Love is in the air when the day is nearly done. And you're there when I reach out for you. Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound.
You're listening to Time Drive with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I know, I know, I know. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes.
As Bill Withers here on Time Travel.
Look up my look up my numbers. If you know my name, that's right, look up the number.
Oh,
you know my name. You know my name. You know my name. Look up the number. You know my name. Look up the number. You know my name, baby. You know my name. You know my name.
Oh, let's hear it! Go on, Dennis! Let's hear it for Dennis Opel!
Is the Beatles. I love that song. You know my name, look up the number. A tribute to the good old-fashioned Yellow Pages. The good old phone book. I loved it so much. We're going to play some Wings for you. Paul McCartney here.
I'd like to know, 'cause here I go
Nothing is wrong with that. Silly Love Songs from Wings, Paul McCartney's band, right when he got out of the Beatles. He decided to form Wings, and Wings had some fantastic, fantastic songs, including that one. I love it. Silly Love Songs here on Time Travel. It is 5:50 in the evening here in Medford. That Wuhan clan virus, bad news, the Wuhan clan virus, not looking good. The other thing I forgot to mention when I was in that Walgreens, this lady, that the inhaler, she kept coughing like over and over again. And she wasn't covering her mouth. She's just like, And I just saw something where 25 feet, you see the spray. It's disgusting. Like people just like belt out a sneeze, like, pachoo! Goes flying across the room. 25 feet. It's like, get the hell away from me. I don't want the coronavirus. I don't want the flu. I don't want anything. I don't want any spit on you. It's disgusting. Even like if you're in a relationship, then it's gross, isn't it? I'm not like some old fogey. You know, I've been around the world a little bit, but it's like, come on, I haven't been to China. Don't need to go there for that. If I'm going to get something, it's got to be the fun way, you know? You don't want to get it from like some 70-year-old guy that like, you know, licked your neck in the Walgreens department store. What a weird, you know, freaks. There's just freaks everywhere now, just weirdos. Anyway, Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. It is Valentine's Day. And maybe you have a Valentine, maybe you don't. I don't really care. I'm going to play music either way. It's not ruining my day, you know. I think that's what I've kind of figured out over the last couple of years. Just continue on with your thing. You know what? There's people that suck. They're going to go away, especially if you ignore them. They have no power when you just ignore them. They go away. There's nothing you can do. They might sit there and they might like peck at your feet, you know, maybe, you know, say bad things to you. Don't worry about it. You'll get by. You'll get by because you know what? Losers lose and winners win. That's right from the book of Trump, I think. I went by in Wilmington today and they have like a New England Trump building. I'm like, what is going on here? Who the hell wants a blow up doll of Trump? What are you doing? What are you people doing with this? Okay, I get it. You're political, but You really got to push this crap in everybody's face? I don't get it. What is everybody doing? Makes no sense to me. It's like, oh yeah, my dog won in the race. Who cares? All right? You should care. I mean, you should care. But don't care enough that you're going to ruin somebody else's day or get in their face. You know what? You want to buy a Trump doll and sleep in bed with it? Go ahead. You don't need to tell anybody about it. I don't care. You know, you want to go get yourself an Amy Klobuchar blow-up doll. Oh, wait a second. It's a woman, so that's offensive to everybody. Oh, wait a second. I'm not trying to be offended. I'm just saying, if you want to do that, go do that. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. But all this in-your-face stuff like, oh, I won this, and you won that, and this person's third and fourth, it's not done yet. You know, you people got to find some other things to talk about, for God's sake. Anyway, here's Elton John. Ugh. I'm in a mood now. I'm in a mood. I need some chocolate, man. I might go out and get myself some chocolate. Oh, I love this one. It's from 1979, Time Travel. Hey, it's Elton John here on Time Travel with Chris Earl, here with you one more hour and change. One more hour and 2 minutes. Valentine's Day stuff today. Oh, I already played this one. We're not playing this. All right, you can stop. You can stop. What the hell, man? Still at work. Leave. 5:58 in the evening. Does anybody know what an inhaler is? This lady didn't know. 70 years old. No idea. You think I might be being tough, but you have to think of me. You have to think of me. I'm sitting there for 10 minutes waiting to pick up like one item. It's going to take me 2 seconds. Monthly thing. Oh, how does this work? Read the damn instructions, you moron. Everybody just wants to talk and talk, and I'm important, and look at me, and oh, look at me, I'm so important. Oh, everybody pay attention to me. You know what happens? In the end, nobody cares. Nobody cares about you. You can sit there and BS and pretend you care about other people, but you don't. Maybe you do a little bit on Valentine's Day, because it's a Valentine's Day show today. So, you know, let me button myself up a little bit here, and let me bring it back for you. I'm going to bring you a little... Oh, Barry White will bring us right back nicely. Yes. WMFO Medford. That's sexy right there. How does an inhaler work?
It feels so good.
Should I bring it to bed?
You're lying here next to me.
Should I just cough on you? It's not a Valentine's Day until one of us gets the Wu-Tang Can coronavirus. Anyway, I'll let Barry White sing. Time travel here with you till 7.
He's there.
Boy, he's sexy. Listen to that voice.
I love you, baby.
Thanks, man. Right. My pants just fell. Just fell as soon as he started talking. Singing sexy.
Just want to hold you.
Yeah, just want to hold you. I want to feel.